Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I have that it is 6 o'clock, so I would like to call this meeting to order, please. Will you please join me for a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May we have roll call?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jay?
Yep.
Bernadette is here. Mr. DeAngelis?
Present.
Mrs. Fenn?
Present.
Dr. Good?
Present.
Thank you. Next item, appoint Bernadette Rohr as Treasurer Pro Tem for the April 12th, 2021 regular meeting. I make that motion. I need a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Jay?
Yep.
Bernadette is a yes. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Thank you. Item D, motion to approve the April 12th, 2021 agenda. I make a motion. I need a second, please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mrs. Fenn, I'd like to have discussion before we go to a vote. I hope
all
I'm
right.
Doing this in right path. So two things. I believe there's a correction needed in item 10. So I'm looking for clarity from you. It says our next regular board meeting is the 17th. I think on the website it says the 10th. Do we know which day it is?
Yes, we were going, Mr. Osborne was going to address that in his superintendent's report.
Okay.
That we needed to change that date.
Okay.
So that we may have Ira join us.
Very good. So
thank
we'll
you.
Leave it as the 17th. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So then we'll just update it based on the results of this meeting on our website.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So that, so I won't worry about that correction. Thank you for that clarification. I would like to make a motion to amend our agenda to table line item 7B until the next regular scheduled board meeting, which should be May 17th now, where the acting treasurer or hired treasurer would be present. I'm asking for this motion for two reasons. First, I think we are out of step with our process to hire a contractor and authorize work on this project prior to the board clearly defining the financial funding plan. Second, I understand that from the March 31st board meeting, there was a commitment made by Jay to share information about the finance meeting that happened April 10th. And I understand Jay intends to do that this evening. So I think that's fabulous. I think that's a great first step to the open communications the district's gonna do regarding finances. So thank you, Jay. But as it pertains to the motion of the pending resolution for a $5.5 million build project. I believe as a board member, it is critical that we have alignment on the health of our operational budget and the financing terms and conditions of the pending project provided to us directly from the treasurer or acting treasurer to allow an opportunity to hear that their opinion, his, hers, on the risk recommendations of the lease arrangement and the long-term impact of the district. So
all right,
I would
so
like
if we
to take
if we
that.
I want to make sure I'm understanding. You are asking to table something at this time?
Yes, the resolution written in 7B until our next regular board meeting.
And I then we have to have, we would have to have a motion for that, correct?
Yes. So I'm making a motion, I would need a second.
I heard Mrs. Rohr make the motion, I'll second that motion.
Okay. All right, that calls for a roll call.
Okay, wait, you have two motions. You have two motions on the floor.
You're right, I'm sorry. All right.
Can't have two motions on the floor.
All right, but then, so we need to deal with the agenda, correct?
Well, you have a first motion. You have the first motion on the floor, motion by Fenn, second by Mr. Hershberger for the current agenda.
All right.
You can't have a second motion unless that motion is voted down. If that motion's approved, then you move forward. You can't have two motions on the floor.
I'm sorry, then I'm wrong. All right. So if there is a request to table this, where would we do that action?
So at what point do we have an opportunity to amend the agenda before it goes forward?
That is correct. There must be an opportunity to amend it at some point.
Correct. So I need help with the next step, please. Because you're right, we can't have two motions on at the same time. So I'm not positive on how to move forward with this. Dr. Good, do you have any input on this, or TJ?
We can outside voice offer an opinion.
No, thank you.
Okay.
The motion on the floor either has to be, you have a discussion item after a motion is made. So you had a motion on the floor.
Right.
And then we had a board member have a discussion. They can't make a second motion regarding that discussion. So the first motion would have to be voted down, and or when we get the board, I've never had two motions on the floor before. That's somewhat unique. I'm not sure. I just know you can't have two motions.
However, by that logic, if the C is voted down, there is no possibility to offer another amendment at that point.
Well, so, I'm not saying that logic is completely left here. You can't have two motions on the floor. I'm back to that starting point.
So if C is voted down, Todd, the meeting ends. If we vote to not approve the agenda, the meeting is over.
Try Google here, my other one. I mean, I don't have an answer. I've never had two.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
In the past, at this juncture, what we would do is the motion would be to amend the agenda. We would then vote on the amendment of the agenda. So Bernadette is asking us to amend the agenda, as she has stated. So the language typically goes in that the motion to approve the April 12, 2021 agenda, as per stated by Bernadette Rohr, which would remove point 7B. I don't know that that's two different motions because she's offering an amendment. It would be the same as if somebody's name was spelled wrong, for example.
All right. And how does that follow, though, if...
I mean, make sense under the.
I love learning on the fly. All right. Well, my question then is.
It's a subsidiary motion under the main motion, under Robert's rule of order.
All right.
So if I hear correctly, the motion that's out there
is to accept the agenda as is, and I'm asking to amend the agenda.
So if I'm reading this correctly, change or affect how to handle a main motion, vote on this before the main motion. I'm reading quickly here.
And I have to apologize, it's actually 8B, not 7. So much for my Romanette interpretation.
So yeah, so it actually, if I get it, the discussion item by Mrs. Rohr is to amend it, not actually make the motion.
In that case, she's offering to amend B. It's a simple vote at this juncture.
Yeah.
Whether or not we want to approve that with
that's
amendment.
That's all I'm reading it.
Yep.
That's all I'm reading it too.
So Mrs. Fenn, I believe that's where we're at. We're at a vote on the amendment that Bernadette Rohr has offered on 8B, which would remove that from tonight's agenda.
So we're going to vote on Bernadette's motion.
Oh.
But we can't have two motions.
Amend. So we have amend by Ms. Rohr.
All right.
We had a second by Dr. Good. Now we have discussion on this one. If there's any discussion item.
To amend the agenda.
The only question I got is, if we amend, am I still discussing the meeting we had on the financial? Which I don't care one way or the other. I will be more than happy to do that.
I would say so. We have an items for discussion by the board, and that is your time to let us know what's going on. I concur with Mrs. Rohr, which is that we have not even had an open discussion about this at a board meeting. So why we would try to stuff that in the same meeting as we're going to vote on it, I think is not the correct course of action.
All right. Excellent.
All right. So now we need to vote on to amend the agenda, correct?
Yes.
If there's any discussion items on the amended version.
All right.
And I'm not asking to change it. I'm just asking to table it.
I think, Bernadette, technically, because this is an agenda, you're actually not requesting to table it. You're asking to remove it.
To remove it.
From the agenda. So we can't do both. So I think your only ask is to remove it. And then as a board, we have to have a discussion at some point of whether it falls onto the May 17th meeting or where it happens. But you're actually not motioning to table it. You're motioning to remove it.
She can motion to table it. It still would need a second, and it would be voted by a majority.
The tabling, though, is a specific course of action. The tabling says how it has to happen moving forward. And so that can, again, be an internal conversation. It doesn't necessarily have to be a board conversation.
Yeah, but it can be tabled.
So Dr. Gooden, Superintendent Osborne, so just for, so I'm clarifying, it makes no difference to me. I'm trying to use the right, I guess, word, but we want it out of the agenda so we can discuss the resolution at the next meeting.
The reason I was trying to offer you language, Bernadette, was because tabling does not have a specified time to it. Tabling can last forever. Tabling says we're putting it out in the parking lot.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying that. So what you're actually doing, I believe, is asking for its removal, not asking
removal for tabling. Removal until the next scheduled board meeting. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Good.
So we want to postpone it.
So that's what's before the board right now, whether or not we want to postpone that item, correct?
Correct.
I thought the motion was to amend the agenda.
We're amending the agenda to remove item 8B until the regular next regular scheduled board meeting where the acting treasurer or treasurer would be present. And I've stated the two reasons of concern that I have why I'm making that motion.
I think you've done it adequately. I'd like to call the vote.
Thank you.
Mrs. Rohr is a yay. Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
No.
Mr. DeAngelis?
No.
Jay?
Yeah.
So we have amended the agenda. Item 8B will be removed until the next regular scheduled meeting. Now, do we close the approval of the agenda?
We now have to approve the agenda. Thank you. As amended.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes, in order to move forward, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Jay?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yeah.
And Bernadette is a yes.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Motion to approve the minutes from the March 3rd, 2021 special meeting, March 15th, 2021 regular meeting, and March 22nd, 2021 work session meeting. I need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Jay?
Yep.
Bernadette's a yes. Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving on to student recognition, staff recognition. Mr. Osborne, please.
Okay, first up, I have Mr. Marshall from the high school. We'll change the order up here.
Good evening. We have our students of the month here. For seventh grade, it's Era Regan and Xavier Zollinger. Eighth grade, Maggie Laporis and Leland Culp. Ninth grade is Samantha Lauer and Hugo Hawkins. 10th grade is Michaela Miller and Logan Toller. 11th grade, Jennifer Rollins and Blake Nicholas. And 12th grade, Allie Henniger and Brent Newsom.
Thank you, Rob. Mrs. Ollinger.
Thank you. CIS for the month of March, we have in third grade, Sophia Hollum and Liam Sprain. In fourth grade, Mila Pincus and Isaiah Zollinger. In fifth grade, Caroline Carpenter and Oliver Rigenbaugh. In sixth grade, Peyton Coffey and Myra Lewis. And these are our students who work hard every day, who are positive role models. And spread kindness here at CIS. So we're very proud of them.
Thank you, Jamie. Mrs. Hughes?
Hey, well, I'll follow that up and kind of echo some of the same things. It's with great pride that I recognize these students this month. Our kindergarten students are Luke Conkle, Tinsley Cope, Arian Bailey, and Mackenzie Swiger. First grade is Allison Lloyd, Jagger Ludwig, Aspen Van Zyl, Harrison Hallinar, Sierra Carpenter, Max Uber, and Emily Licky. And our second grade students are Ledger Ludwig, we had siblings this month, Juliana Pettit, Willow Riggenbaugh and Kaylee Steiner. Again, they go above and beyond each and every day, and we're caught doing all the right things during the month of March. So congratulations to those students, and we look forward to those that we're going to catch next month.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes. Now, it comes to me, as I instituted here, and as we like to start this off with all the positives that are going on in the district, and we have a ton, picking a needle mover with so many positive things that are going on, I look out there, but we pay close attention to, more than anything else, the encompass of the entire district. Regardless of the need, regardless of the help, regardless of the time of the day, regardless of the day of the week, we always seem to be in the same place. So without me having to say a name, when we have an email problem, we call one guy. If it's a network problem, we call one guy. When my hard drive crashes and I lose everything, we call one guy. When we have to order new laptops, we have to order new computers. We have a lab that's down. We have a lab that's somewhat working. And when we have state testing, we call one guy. We all know him as Sean Linder. We better know him as Chief, but our needle mover of the month is Chief. And we like to thank you for all that you do, Chief. And thank you for being part of our team. We're glad to have you and real proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Now that we have our Amazon account straightened out, that's been screwed up for 3 months, the actual certificate is made and the actual frame is coming in tomorrow. So we'll get these out to everybody so they can display them in their office, but we haven't framed up and a needle mover certificate that at the May meeting I will have. Mrs. Fenn, back to you.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're at public participation. All meetings of the board and board appointed committees are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an efficient and effective fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give her or his full name and address. If several people wish to speak, we will be allotting 3 minutes until the total time is used. During that period, no person may speak twice. Until all who have desired to speak have had the opportunity to do so, persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda. The period of public participation may be extended by a vote of the majority of the board present and voting. Speakers are not permitted to address matters relating to individual students, personnel, or other matters made confidential by law. I'd also like to stress that this is, you know, public participation. It's not a question answer period. The board will take in the information and then we will have, the correct contact person get back to someone if there's a need for additional information. I have asked Mr. Hirschberger to keep track of folks. So we're 3 minutes. We're going to go for 3 minutes. So we may move on. So thank you. I need people to let me know who is interested. Do we do this by, somehow my mouse fell asleep and it's not moving.
I see Norm wants to talk.
Thank you, because I don't even see him on my screen. Mr. Smith, 3 minutes, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Fenn. My name is Norm Smith. I live on Chibiabas Trail in the township. Some of the comments I have might not be quite as applicable with the amendment to the agenda, but I'm going to read through it anyway because it will be applicable during the next meeting. In the November 5-year financial forecast, the previous treasurer indicated two things that should have bearing on the facility project. First, she said that in years 4 and 5 of that forecast, the operating budget will be in deficit. Second, she said more than once that the Nexus revenue was included within her forecast revenue numbers, and even so, the forecasted operating deficit exists. During the March 30 meeting, Mr. Hirschberger made clear there would be an open discussion regarding finances for this project. Certainly the board should expect that this community would be seeking clarity around both statements, as there is some indication that neither were correct. Otherwise, what is the suggestion about an open finance discussion? As such, and before the board should move any further on this project, I'm seeking, and I think the board should seek as well, a public statement directly from the interim treasurer or the treasurer stating either that the current five-year forecast remains accurate or the reason why the statements in the forecast might have changed to reflect that our district's operating budget is sound and that the Nexus funds will only be needed for the build project and are not allocated elsewhere within the district's budget. I see on the agenda, which has now been amended, that the board was intending to move forward with the CIS build only at this time. Regarding that decision, it seems the process is out of line. The board has selected a builder and identified the project as CIS, yet there's no firm decision on how it'll be financed and the long-term impact of the district or what is the risk to loss of ownership of the property. Hopefully that'll be clarified before the next meeting. The general rule in financing is the longer the term, the more interest you pay and the higher the interest rate you must assume. With that, and considering the recent article in the Daily Record, Mrs. Underwood, Wayne County Auditor, has told area school districts affected by the pipeline to not plan on any more funds than they are receiving, just to be safe. Okay, well, even with the currently reduced amount being paid by Nexus, Chippewa Local is receiving around $500,000 per year. And according to my calculation, that's a sufficient amount to finance a $5.5 million project for a term of 15 years using only Nexus money. So I'd like to understand the reason or reasons the board and Mr. Burns, our financial consultant, continue to consider a 30-year lien on our property. In my opinion, any suggestion that we finance for a period longer than the minimum we can afford, say perhaps 20 or 30 years, but plan to pay it off sooner with the portion of the annual Nexus money that we have saved is pure folly. The current board's treatment of the Nexus money after a previous board's decision and resolution shows that undoubtedly will happen to any uncommitted funds. The note will not be paid off early. Some other project or need will arise and the uncommitted money will be diverted. I ask that the board's commitment to no longer than 15-year term be included within tonight's resolution.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
3 minutes is up.
Fine.
Thank Sorry, you. But- Was there anyone else? Does anybody see any hands?
If I could.
Oh,
hi.
Samantha?
Yes, hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Can I give another whatever? I don't have anything to say today, but I'm willing to get. Can I give 3 minutes for Norm to finish?
No, I'm sorry. It's the time limit. So.
Excuse me. The rules say that if there's no other speakers, a person can speak again if there, as long as there's nobody else waiting to speak.
All right, that's fine. I'll check somebody else. Is there anybody else? All right.
May I finish?
What about another 3 minutes, Norm?
Perhaps I'll try to read fast.
Okay.
Additionally, since there's been no public discussion of this project, can the board president or the superintendent share with us whether we have received agreement from the village regarding any necessary permits for the renovated and enhanced CIS facility? Such agreement would certainly indicate that the mayor and the chief of police are aligned with this project and are not concerned about traffic flow, nor do they see any issue with the building or infrastructure requirements. Again, there's been no public discussion. As stated in your board agenda for tonight's meeting, the board is in part the responsibility for operating the district to provide needed facilities and to make decisions on building plans. As such, the questions by a board member raised in the March 30 meeting concerning the adequacy of lunchroom, gymnasium, and playground facilities at CIS for a double student population are indeed valid and important questions that should be resolved prior to contract. The board member requested follow-up information. Will that information be shared with the public so we can see the work done to ensure foot traffic within the school has been sufficiently planned and accommodated? Lastly, with regard specifically to item 8B of tonight's, now next meeting's agenda, two comments. First, apparently the board has reconsidered and come to the conclusion that only modifications to the CIS will go forward. As such, the first paragraph, which reads, quote, whereas the Chippewas Local School District is undertaking a design build project in connection with the addition and renovation of Chippewa Intermediate School and High School Auxiliary Gymnasium and, unquote, should be modified. The verb is undertaking should be replaced by has undertaken. The current language is undertaking indicates that something is happening now at this moment. The suggested modification has undertaken reflects that something has started in the past and has continued until now. This change clearly indicates that the gym build is a closed idea for this resolution. Second, I'm a bit surprised by section 3 of the proposed resolution. There are recordings available on the board's website of all the public Board of Education meetings since last April. A review of those recordings will show that the facility project has been mentioned only 4 times. The first was a presentation by financial consultant Mr. Burns from Robert W. Baird in the December meeting. There was no discussion by the board. The second was in February meeting where a resolution was passed by the board to, quote, in part, approve and authorize project, unquote. There was no public discussion by the board on this resolution before passing it on a 4-1 vote. In the March meeting, the board president read a history of levy issues within Chippewa since, I think, 2001. Although the item on the agenda was, quote, board will discuss facility project and funding, unquote, no discussion by any board member ensued. Lastly, after the presentation by the 4 prospective contractors, there was a time for discussion by board members. It's hard to classify what ensued as a discussion in that only one board member had any questions / comments. One other board member stated that he supported those questions. Otherwise, the seeming goal of the discussion was to silence those questions and comments. Residents expect that the board discusses in detail any plan to spend $5.5 million. We have to assume such board discussions have taken place. However, any board discussions on this facility project, other than those noted above, that have occurred in executive session and not in public, a seeming violation of ORC 121.22, which is summarized in part on page 3 of tonight's agenda handout. If the board is to pass the resolution shown in item...
Mr. Smith.
Time's up.
15 seconds. If the board is to pass the resolution shown in item 8B, including section 3, you should be prepared to indicate within the resolution in which open meetings were the deliberations on this subject held. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone else? All right, well, moving right along. Superintendent's report, Mr. Osborne.
Thanks. With ESSER II money coming out, we have been asked by the state, actually mandated by the state, to come up with the extended learning plan for the district for kids that are behind and in dire need moving forward into next year. Our principals have designed plans for this, and I want to kind of give you an update. One grades 1-6 plan is theme-based, where they'll have, you know, each week that the extended learning come place will be centered around a theme. And to kind of give you an idea, it's a concept that which seems to, we understand this is not verbatim. This is not 100%. It is a concept as to what's going to take place and what's going to go on. We haven't hired teachers yet. We're going to get this posted here as soon as we can. And the number of teachers that we hire, which will be paid out of ESSER II funds, will be determined based on the number of kids that sign up. But one of the things we're looking to do is also provide transportation and provide lunch for these kids during the summer extended learning piece. We have a blend of activities using technology from RAS Kids, Acelus, Google Classroom, STEM Lab and 3D printers, Hagerty Phonemic Awareness Skills, the Orton Gillingham Multisensory Supports, Scholastic News, Readers for Nonfiction, writing passages, math and story problems, and math skills. We're working with our local agencies, our fire departments, and police department, and our public library, and we're going to be looking to plan a local business scavenger hunt. So there's a lot planned for the month of June and what's taking place there for grades 1-6. On grade 7-12, the extended learning plan, and we're getting organized, is looking for students that either are testing or falling behind in their math and or ELA. We're offering tutoring and Acelus lessons. Grades 9-12 will target students that have failed a course or behind in credits to get them caught up due to the COVID and being able to missing schools. Also looking to employ a STEM makers camp. Activities would include 3D printing, wood engraving, shirt design, and other hands-on activities. So we'll look to get intervention specialists and teachers in these areas hired. Some of them are a little bit more grade specific when you get to the high school as to what they need to be and or content knowledge with the ACELLIS program. So just moving forward with that, there'll be no cost out of the general fund. It'll be straight ESSER II money that we'll pay for not only the food, because we will feed it, we'll have lunch for the kiddos, but we'll also have transportation. That should help relieve some of the stress on the parents. And at the same point in time, you know, help those kids that we need to move forward that have fell behind due to the online, offline, in class, or online school for the entire time for whatever reason. So we do have a targeted, we have our dates pretty much set. We're gonna finalize some things this Wednesday when we meet as administrative team, especially when it comes to feeding and the transportation, working real hard to get our numbers. It's hard to plan the transportation and the lunch piece without having good solid numbers. So invitations have been going out from the principals to get students signed up for the summer extended learning. So wanted to report on that. Secondly, March 17th, our Mrs. Anger is the treasurer for Loudonville, and their meetings are the second Monday of each month. She is serving in as our interim and keeping us moving forward. On the agenda tonight is to hire Mr. Ira Hammond. If that passes by the board tonight, his starting date would be Monday, May 17th. So it just seemed so we can have the passing of the interim treasurer to the regular treasurer there at the same board meeting and give them a chance to meet together. That would be in our best interest to move the meeting forward to May 17th. So we can get that publicized and out to the paper and get that on the website. But the May 17th meeting allows us to have a hired treasurer on hand. And then at the same point in time, the interim treasurer would be planning on working that day in district anyway. So everything that needs to be signed, as I told you, we had trouble with our Amazon account. We had trouble with our credit cards. We had trouble with our Sam's Club account, accounts that we use to get student activities, materials for and supplies, all that comes to a breakdown and comes to a stop when you're changing treasurers, because they have to go in and a lot of these things you have to sign. So they will work on it that day. That'll allow Ira to be here and run the meeting, and Christine also and him a chance to meet throughout the day to get prepared for that meeting that night. So we'll move that meeting back to the 17th. That's all I have for my report. Thank you, Mrs. Fenn. Mrs. Fenn, you're muted if you're talking.
So sorry. My apologies. I do believe we can do a voice vote for the acceptance of the superintendent's report, please. So let's just do all in favor. Say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Aye. Thank you. Motion passed. Oh, all righty. Treasurer's consent report. Items under the consent agenda are considered routine and will be enacted under one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items prior to the time the board votes, unless a board member requests an item be clarified or even removed from the agenda for a separate action. A, finance. One, approve the advance routine returns for the following federal programs: 5169020IDEAB, $105,000. 5729020 Title I, $90,000. 5909020 Title II, $17,000. We need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second?
Here.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Jay?
Yep.
Bernadette is a yes. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Thank you. Moving on, superintendent's consent agenda. Items under the consent agenda are considered routine and will be enacted under one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items prior to the time the board votes, unless a board member requests an item be clarified or even removed from the agenda for a separate action. A, approve the following hires: Nicholas Pop, night janitor, step one, effective June 1, 2021, 40 hours a week. Terry Young, bus/van driver, step seven, effective 3/22/2021, 3 hours per day. B, approve the following supplemental contracts for 2020-2021 school year: softball volunteer Kevin Cahiz, 0.00%. My apologies if I mispronounce the name. C, approve the employment of Rebecca Cargill, treasurer's assistant, payroll 2-year contract, effective from August 1st, 2021 to July 31st, 2023, as per administrative scale. D, approve the unpaid leave of absence for Stephanie Charton, April 7th through April 28th, 2021. E, approve the settlement agreement between the Chippewa Education Association versus Chippewa Local Board of Education, SERB, case number 2020-ULP-11-0216, a copy of which is attached here to and incorporated herein. I need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second.
Here.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mrs. Fenn, can I just make one clarification? I just want to make sure. I think in A, you stated step one. It does state on my document step zero. Is that?
For who? Oh, Nicholas Pop?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's step zero.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. Jay?
Yes.
Bernadette is a yes. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Thank you. We're moving on. Items of discussion. I do know that Jay has the financial committee update, please.
All right. All right. Well, it was an interesting meeting. Anytime I'm talking to financial folks, I learn a bunch. But in a nutshell, and I'm not going to have as detailed as what you may want, but I'm going to have some guidelines. Christine spent many hours digging into our financials, and what she's come up with is the 5-year forecast from November 20. She found some mistakes. And like I said, I don't have the very specific details, but she is working on the corrections, and we'll communicate with the new treasurer when we get him, if we vote on him. So the 5-year forecast, in a nutshell, had some issues. She found some corrections that we're working on. Federal funds, we were under the impression that we did not receive any federal funds repaid. She did find them, but it appears they were put under the wrong line item. So the way the years close out for the federal funds in the schools is not like January to December. It's more middle of the year. So some of the funds got paid back to the wrong year, apparently. So, and that's kind of what these advances are that we approved tonight. So some were showing negative, some were showing positive, and by the time you wash, housekeeping issue. So she's working on those also, and she will also communicate those with the new treasurer. Bank reconciliation, we're going back to 19 just to double check and to make sure that we are cleared with the reconciliation. That's an ongoing process. That takes a good bit of time. If the documentation wasn't superb, then it takes a little bit more digging. So that's the biggest thing that's slowing us down is that piece. It doesn't look like anything was stolen. If that's what anybody's worried about, that's not an issue. It is more of a housekeeping, putting things in the right lined item. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't do much high-end forecasting or, you know, banking, so forgive me. But we have money. We're just not quite sure how much money. And like that credit of $212,000, that's just part of it. And that's a credit. So I think it'll be a lot better. I mean, she was totally confident that we could afford the CIS and obtain it with the Nexus pipeline money. But if biggest question is what the reconciliation of the bank reports, and the rest of it is pretty much all housekeeping, making sure things got put where it was supposed to be put. And when we get credit back from people, that it gets put where it's supposed to be put, because it can, if you put something in the wrong spot, it can throw everything off. So that's it's time consuming. So it's not going to be a tomorrow fix, but she was very confident that we were okay, that we're not going to end up on the state watch list or anything like that for our financials. So, I mean, I know that doesn't probably help you out much, but it is what it is. And that's the way I report. So,
thank you. Nope, you're fine. Thank you. Mrs. Rohr, did you have anything?
I did. Linda, I have a few things I wanted to share based on the earlier motion I made and some questions I had asked at the March 31st meeting. Is there a time limit on our discussion? Because I don't want to take up time if other board members have statements they want to make first.
That one I'm not sure of. It's been shared with me that it was 3 minutes, but I'm not sure.
I'm not going to go on long. Okay. So I guess I just would like to mention a few things. So during the, and I'm sorry if I'm looking down, but I kind of wrote some things out so that I could try to bring some clarity as to what I'm thinking and why I made the motion earlier. So as I mentioned on the April 1st board meeting, fellow board members and Mr. Superintendent, I remain fully supportive of getting this district down to two campuses. And to avoid any sunk cost, if it is our desire to move away from Hazel Harvey. The CIS pre-K through 6 project seems to be the right choice. And it's not an easy choice, but I think that it is the right choice. For me, there are several challenges and considerations I've been focusing on. Financing, the flow of traffic, traffic and vehicle, and community engagement. I'd like to share briefly a few things I've been thinking about. And I will go quickly, but I would like my fellow board members and the superintendent to hear my thinking, because this is the opportunity we can share that. First and foremost, as you heard, it's the financing. I'm elated to hear what Jay had to say, because I think that's critical. And I am looking forward to our treasurer, be it Christine, our acting treasurer, or the new treasurer, to reaffirm and get that out there. So I'm very thankful for the work that the finance team has done. I'm very thankful for Christine and extremely thankful for the multiple hats our superintendent has worn this past year. I mean, it's amazing. So I would like to bring some positive to maybe, you know, what my fellow board members or the community might be thinking. Here's my thought on the financing. There's certainly risk and we shouldn't ignore them. There's volatility in the market right now, right? The economy, the government, the building market, we're all wanting to make the right choice as soon as we can, get the best interest rates. Let's get in there before the market goes too much more crazy. Those are true. The internal factors, we've had this situation with the treasurer, which due to the great work that Mrs. Finn and Mr. Osborne did, brought the board along, and I think we've got a treasurer in mind. I think that's fabulous. And then we had the COVID impact. So with those things, you know, we're gonna have the treasurer issue address. I think that's fabulous. If I remember the previous treasurer, she even anticipated we would be out of the impact from the COVID state funding and local here this next year. And I think that's good. To me, the impact of the market and the government, we're going to look at those kind of cost impacts, whether we invest in Hazel Harvey or we go forward with CIS. Those aren't like that I get. My concern is to make sure in the finance area, we know the true cost of the decision we make. So I just want to share that with my fellow board members. I did want to follow up regarding my questions at the last board meeting, because I did not intend for it to make the stir it seems to have made for several people. I do want to let my fellow board members, and I did talk with Todd, so he knows. Ted from Garmin Miller did send me the requested information I asked at the board meeting about the cafeteria. I was very thankful. Mr. Osborne also shared with me the detail as to the various discussions that have taken place with Chrissy, Jamie, Jody, the principals and the administrators, and that was very helpful. I understand they are all confident that the current size of the cafeteria will meet the needs of the students and the staff. They have a plan in place and will ensure our students have sufficient time to eat, play, be able to flow through, and I'm appreciative of that. I feel now, having talked to him and with the confidence that our staff and administrators have provided, that we have a safe layout and things will run efficiently. So I want to thank the administrative staff for doing that. And it was never my intent to question the efforts, but to just hear the information. So thank you for your work in that area. And I'm happy to support that and not pursue building design changes. And I just want to put that out there. And the last thing I really wanted to say was regarding the engagement with the community in this process. And I'm just going to throw myself out there. Initially, I had envisioned this very differently. I thought we'd have several meetings and groups and we'd get together and the board would get together and there'd be all this activity. And as it seems, I guess I had the cart before the horse in that idea, and that's not how these projects run. So some of this might be on my own, assuming one thing or looking for more engagement than we've had. And Mr. Osborne's holding various staff meetings internally, and he has been doing all the engagements. I believe he's engaged with the mayor and the chief of police, and I believe that all of that hard work that he's been doing has translated decisions into the build design we ended up with. So I just want to add that that's my understanding as a board member. I want to share that with the fellow board members, that that's where I understand we are, and that those things will continue to go. If I appeared to get too far into operations where it was inappropriate, I apologize for taking up the time and diverting this initiative. Was not my intention. And so I just wanted to clarify that. And I just want to thank Mr. Osborne and my fellow board members for allowing me the time to share that. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, we are now going to move on to new business. So, A, approved to hire Ira Hammond, Chippewa Local Schools Treasurer, entering a multi-year contract commencing on May 17th, 2021 through July 31st, 2024, a copy of which is attached here too and incorporated herein. I'm going to make the motion. I need a second, please.
Second.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
Jay.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I just would like to thank you again, Linda and Todd. This, there's so much work that goes into that. And I'm just appreciative.
Thank you.
What you've done, and the board all joined and got on the call when we needed to, and looking forward to the new treasurer.
Thank you very much. It was intense. Anyone else? Thank you. I need to ask for a roll call, please.
Sure. Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Jay?
Yep.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Bernadette is a yes. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
So, moving right along. I have no reason to go into executive session. If a board member does, please let me know now and make sure to give me the specific reason that you're requesting such a move. Anyone? All right, I make a motion to adjourn. We have a second?
Jay? Yeah, Jay.
Thank you. All right, we can do this by voice. All agrees? Aye.
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 All against? Thank you. Meeting is concluded. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.